locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Well, good evening and welcome to high school basketball on Curator this evening as the 2025-26 high school hoops season gets underway. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, producing and engineering, back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with the Air Court Side. Great to be with you. Tonight, we begin the season in the Northeast Kansas League. We're in Oskaloosa as the Oskaloosa Bears play host to Riverside. Public address announcer across the way getting set to introduce the starter to the crowd here this evening. And with that in mind, let me introduce him to you. First of all, for Riverside and the Lady Cyclones, center head coach Craig Burns. Riverside is going to be starting Kayana Hewins. She is a junior. Sophomore, Tori Ortega. And some seniors with Ella Whistler, Nihala Duncan, and Kennedy Griffin. For Oskaloosa, and head coach Kevin Lane, his assistant Tanya Kramer. Oskaloosa is going to be starting with sophomore Maisie Peak. Senior, Callie Wright. Senior, Paris Marsh. You got a senior with Emma Vogel and a sophomore in Harper Heston. Now, you hear those names and you're thinking to yourself, wow, really familiar names. Well, yeah, you look at these two clubs, both of them bring back a lot of players from last year. In fact, Oskaloosa, that entire starting five either started or saw very substantial minutes last season. For Riverside, several of those are starters who are returning again this year. So we've got a couple of teams coming in. It's game one. You know, both coaching staffs, I visited with both of them prior to the game, and they're both very cautiously optimistic about how their teams are going to go. But you just really never know until that ball goes up in the air. We're going to find out here very, very shortly. Big sports week here on Care Radio. Thursday night, Gus and I will be bringing you Sports Look right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report at about 5:20 or so, getting up to speed on all that stuff. Friday night, we're going to have more high school hoops, as it'll be Moorhill Mount Academy at home Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, Benedictine football. Big game. We'll be talking about that. I'll be talking about it a little bit as the game goes on here today. And certainly, we'll be talking about that at length at Sports Look. We'll have the Ravens in Wichita with friends. That said, we're set to go here, and the ball goes up the tip of the way, and we're underway on the season as Riverside takes the tip and moves into the forecourt. Duncan will take it over to the left side, Kennedy Griffin. Back out on top, it'll come to Nyala. Oskaloosa wearing the home whites with red lettering and trim. For Riverside, it is the traveling black uniforms with North Carolina blue. Ball's going to be stopped out of bounds. It'll come back into Riverside from the 28-foot mark on the near side of the forecourt. We're half a minute in, not a shot has been taken. And you can see right now, Riverside, Coach Burns, just looking to maybe get everybody, get the game legs underneath them a little bit. Duncan, whoop, wait a minute. What? There is the shot clock violation. Wow. That didn't take long. The clock did not reset as the ball came in play. And I don't think Riverside fully realized that clock was ticking. 35-second shot clock in Kansas High School. And the ball for Oskaloosa now. Their first offensive possession. It'll go over to the right side. It's going to be Paris Marsh. Out on top, thinking about the three. Pulling it back down. Paris goes three off the right side. No good. Rebound underneath Riverside, and we're going to get a foul. coming from behind committed a foul. It will be Harper Heston collecting her first. A minute into a scoreless ball game. Riverside at Oskaloosa. High school hoops. These are the girls. Guys coming up after this one. Our typical high school basketball doubleheader here this evening to start things. Duncan holding the ball up top side. Accelerates, steps, drives down the right side of the lane, bounces it over into the corner with a long two-point shot. It's going to be up a little bit short. Rebound pulled down off the floor by Griffin. She'll follow it up, put it in. And Riverside is on the board off the hand of Kennedy Griffin. 2-0. 6.5 to go in quarter one. Oski over to Maisie. Pink will drive the baseline. Put up a runner that won't go, but she draws a foul and coming to the line. The whistle on Ella Whistler. W-I-S-L-E-R Whistler picking up her first foul. And Oskaloosa looking to get their first points of the game. At the free throw line, here comes Paris Marsh. Little right-hand shot flipped on his way. Kicks out, won't go in. One more shot coming up here for Paris. Nice crowd on hand here. And there was a little concern about whether this game was going to be able to have gotten off here tonight, as Oskaloosa did not have classes today, but they were able to arrange this. The second free throw misses. Oski coming down with a rebound. The feed back to the right side. Bounce pass to the lane. Twisting, turning the shot off the window is going to be a little bit too hard. Another offensive board. Oskaloosa is going to keep it alive. 6 minutes to go in quarter one. From the right wing, it's a three. High, arcing, but off the mark and rebound. It's going to be on the floor, picked up by Riverside. Ortega comes up with a basketball. Her outlet pass is going to be stolen. Back down with it, into the lane. Oskaloosa, driving shot, no, but a foul. The foul on the floor, not a shooting foul. Coming here at 5:47 to play in the opening quarter. It is 2-0, Riverside in front. And it's going to be Oskaloosa ball coming in at their offensive end. They'll lob it out on top, and it is going to be rescued by Harper. Heston dumps it over to the left side. Around to the right, the ball's not free and saved by Oskaloosa. Good handling of the basketball. They'll step inside the ring, bring it on top. Their third three, got it. Hallie Wright knocks it down, and Oskaloosa has taken its first lead. And as the ball comes in, we have a whistle and the official stopping play coming over to the scorer's table. 5:25 to play in quarter one. Now we're getting a little clarification on something between the scorer's table and the official. And Oskaloosa is going to make its first substitution of the game. Checking into the lineup for Coach Lane is going to be Jenna Southery. So Jenna, who also, as a junior this year, got a lot of playing time as a sophomore for this team last season. Approaching the five-minute mark of the opening quarter. Duncan with a basketball. Start down the right side. Lobs it out on top. Passing up the three. Playing off the screen. And we're going to get an offensive foul. It may be on Duncan, and it will be. Trying to set that screen, but it'll be a little bit of a moving screen. So Nyala will pick up her first foul. It'll be Cyclone team foul two. Oskaloosa with a basketball, leading it by one. Driving down the right side of the lane, putting up a runner. No offensive board, pulled down, and it's going to get away. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be off the Bears. On the dead ball, another Oskaloosa substitution. And coming into the lineup now is going to be Bethany Cabas, a sophomore. So Bethany comes into the game, and the Bears going to go with a little full court pressure now at the inbound. 4:44 to go and running along, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter of the girls' game. Into the fourth court. Now the ball is just going to be pickpocketed. Stolen away. Cabas is going to get it. Dumps it over to the right side. Quickly racing into the fourth court from the top. Shot for three. Wind to the left side. Offensive rebound. Oskaloosa. Squaring up. Another three. Up and just a little bit short. And another offensive rebound by Oskaloosa. And then a Riverside foul. So the Bears coming out with the basketball on multiple offensive rebounds. And the foul is going to be on Kennedy Griffin. It will be her first. And three Riverside players have a first foul. Bears will be inbounding it from their baseline. The kick will come out on top. And they'll feed it right back over to the corner, work the perimeter, bringing it over to the right side. Starting toward the middle, back out. Everybody, with the exception of Jenna, is outside the three-point ring. And now the ball is going to get away down to the left corner. Get out of bounds and lay off Oskaloosa. So a turnover by the Lady Bears. 4:09 to go in the opening quarter. Low scoring affair so far, 3-2. Oskaloosa in front. Against the pressure into the forecourt, Kennedy Griffin brings it up. Brings it out on top to Nyla Duncan. Duncan dumps it right side, Ortega. Little give and go into the middle, reaching in front and slapping the ball away. He's going to be Jenna Southery. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. It will be Cyclone basketball. Trinity Jackson has come in, and she will inbound it, and her inbound pass batted away. Loose in the floor. It's going to be picked up. Oskaloosa running to the other end of the floor, and the feed across is going to be stolen by Duncan, and now it's going to be knocked out of her hands. Players on the floor. The ball gets away. Riverside's going to pick it up. A little wild and woolly here in the opening quarter of the opening game. Three-pointer left side, too strong. Rebounding back down is Oskaloosa. Here comes Maisie Peake. She'll weave her way into the forecourt. Duncan steps in front of her, knocks the ball out of her hands, and it's going to go out of bounds off Oskaloosa. These two teams just trying to get settled in to the basketball mode a little bit right now. Oskaloosa is going to bring Paris Marsh back in. 3.5 minutes ago in quarter one, still a 3-2 Bears lead. Beautiful pass underneath, and the uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Riverside. Tori Ortega. 4-3 Riverside. 3:20 to go, opening quarter. Back over to the right side. Riverside setting up in a little zone D. Here's a shot from the outside. Off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Going to be taken away. Off by Riverside. Baseball pass into the forecourt. Down the left. The feed across to the right. It's going to be slapped away. Knocked out of bounds. Bears ball. Bears ball. I thought for a minute the official who was retrieving the basketball down to the end zone, in line, is going to go the other way, but he does not. Oskaloosa is going to bring Vogel out of the game. Olivia Bradshaw is going to come in. And right now, the Bears have used, eight players so far? .245 and winding in the first quarter. Oskaloosa brings the ball up patiently. Harper Heston back at the game. She'll hold the ball up at high post. Swings it over to the right side to Maisie. She'll go three. Shot's going to be deflected. Rebound to get down. It's going to be Riverside. Ella Whistler comes up with a basketball. Here comes Duncan. She'll race down the floor. Stop at the top. The running three. Up and knocks it down. Nyla Duncan for three. And it is a 7-3 lead Cyclone at the 2:20 mark of quarter one. Down the floor. There's a travel. Yes. So Oskaloosa will turn it over. Coach Tanya is on her feet in front of the Oskaloosa bench, just telling him, chill out, calm down. And now full court pressure again by the Bears. 2:15 to go in the first quarter, 7-0. Cyclones in front. Into the fourth, they'll come. Driving it all the way to the other end of the floor, and as the shot goes up, we're going to get a blocking foul. And two free throws coming up for Riverside. The foul on Maisie Peake. Going to be her first and team foul two. At the line for Riverside, it's going to be Ella Whistler. Ella looking for her first point of the game. Isaac shoots it, knocks it down. For Oskaloosa, the only points have come on a long-range shot by Hallie Wright. Cyclones now leading it 8-3. One more free throw coming up. Jim getting pretty quiet. Second free throw rolls out. Won't drop. Rebound is off the floor. It's going to be taken down by Oskaloosa. Bears up court with it. 8-3 Riverside. 2 minutes to play. And now the cross-court pass is going to be thrown away. and Oskaloosa will turn it over. A minute 50 to go in the first. Riverside up court. Long lob, trying to get it underneath the rim, and it's going to be complete nicely passed. And now it's going to get away, and a diving effort to save it in bounds. It's going to go with no benefit. It's going to get out of bounds. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Back up with it, Lady Bears. Oski will dish it over to the left side to Maisie. Peek swings it out on top to Paris. Marshall Boot to the right side, and we're going to get another traveling violation by Oskaloosa. So the Bears with another turnover. And Riverside, who already enjoys an 8-3 lead, going to be putting the ball in play in the backcourt against the full-court pressure. The lob will go across the floor to Whistler. Ella comes up court. The three, launch, buried from the right corner. Riverside hits the long three. Oskaloosa takes the timeout, and we're going to take our first break of the ball game. With a minute 22 to go in the opening quarter in Oskaloosa, it's the Lady Cyclones 11, Bears 3.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
.120 to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa utilizes a timeout there, brings the ball in play, comes into the forecourt. We're back at it. 11-3. Cyclones have exploded. Feet over to the left side, driving in, backing it away, a little bit of a head fake, starting into the lane. Here's a long shot, it is going to be up off the mark. Duncan coming out with a rebound. Here comes Riverside. We're now with the last minute of the opening quarter. Riverside will weave back over to the right side, bounce it out on top to Duncan, holding a hand high above her head, set of the offensive play. Ayala thinking about the three as she pulls up the dribble, doesn't take it, bumps it over to the right side, Alvarez. Skip pass comes back out on top, Trinity Jackson. Trinity slides down the left side of the lane, brings it back out on top. 35 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Back it into the lane, twisting, turning, trying to find an opening, but there's none there. Kicks it back over to Duncan. Now the feet into the lane. The ball gets knocked free loose. Picked back up by Oskaloosa and a blocking foul on Duncan. It'll be her second. So Nyala Duncan collects a second foul and very briskly is going to come off the floor because I'm sure Coach Burns wants to keep her available and out on the floor as much as he can, but does not want to see her pick up a third foul this early. 26, 25, 24 seconds left in the opening quarter, girls high school basketball. Bears with the ball, trailing it 11-3. Over to the right side, it's going to be Paris. Out on top, it'll go to Halley, right into the lane, forces up a shot through three defenders that won't go down. Rebound, Riverside, outlet, left side, in, up, shot, rejected out of bounds. Oh, the big block in the middle. That was an outstanding defensive play by Oskaloosa's Ava Bradshaw. 5 seconds to go in the first. Inbound comes out on top. The drive to the right, no room. They'll spin it back over to the left side, stepping into the lane, putting up a shot at the buzzer. It's going to roll in, but they're going to wave it off. It is not off in time, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. With a timeout on the floor after one in the girls' game, it's Oskaloosa trailing Riverside 11-3.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Thank you.
this evening on CARE Radio. Joseph, back at the CARE Sports Studios, producing and engineering all of this. Appreciate you, Joseph. Tom Counts with you here courtside is after the opening quarter here in game one. Riverside has kind of found the range a little bit, and they have pushed to a 11-3 lead over Oskaloosa. Scoring for the Lady Bears, coming from the hand of Hallie Wright, who hit a three-point shot, the only points so far today for Oski, for Riverside. Three apiece for Trinity Jackson and Nyala Duncan, each one of them hitting a three-point shot. Two apiece, Tori Ortega and Kennedy Griffin, and the other point belongs to Ella Whistler. All in the possession, it's Oskaloosa basketball. We're back underway. And as the ball comes in and the dribble's pulled up, a little slip of the plant foot and a travel. What if the officials are paying more attention to traveling this year? It feels like we see them called so seldom in the last few years, and yet now we've had three traveling calls already tonight, and we're just starting the second quarter. As the shot goes up, it goes away, no good. Rebounding it down, Oskaloosa down to the floor. Rainbow three, off the rim, no. Rebound Riverside. Here comes Duncan. She's out of the game playing with those two fouls. Goes coast to coast, drives in, goes up. Can't hit the shot, but draws a foul. And Nyla will be coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. So the first foul of the second quarter is going to be the first foul of the ball game by Hallie Wright. Free throw, in and out. Riverside as a team is one of three at the free throw line right now. Duncan, taking her time, eyeing up, puts the second one, perfect. Nyala makes it a 12-3 lead at the 7:20 mark of the first half. Out on top, a three for Oskaloosa, off the mark. We better go back down, Riverside. Kayana Hewen pulls down the rebound. And again, it'll be Duncan bringing it up. She'll cross at the center circle. A minute gone in quarter number two. Nice screen set, but now it plays off the screen and goes to the other side. Her pass to the corner kind of tricked Tori Ortega. Ortega thought, I believe, that she was going to go on into the lane, and her pass into the corner gets away and gets out of bounds. So Lady Bears will be putting the ball in play in the backcourt. And again, Riverside picks up their defense at midcourt. They're going to go to a little player defense here. Deep into the left corner. Head fake. Doesn't shake the defender from the 17-foot distance. It's going to be up and good. Right above the free throw line. The bucket is in. And that is Jenna. Jenna Southery. Quick three-point shot. Won't go in for Riverside. And we've got a Riverside player down on the floor, running shot on the other end, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break with 6.5 to go in the half. Time out of the floor. Cyclones 12, Bears 5.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Good to have you back with us here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. We, on that last rebounding effort, a player for Riverside got tangled up and attending to her on the floor, looking at an ankle. And so they will help her over to the sideline. And the trainers will get a good look at her. And we'll keep you posted on her potential return as the game moves along here today. Lots of games going on in and around the CARE listening area, so high school basketball is underway here in 2025-26. Almost hard to say that. 25-26. All right. The ball's going to be back in play. It'll belong to Riverside, and We're going to get on. So this is putting a little pressure on. Duncan brings it up. Gets doubled up as she comes across the forecourt. And her pass is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Here comes Emma. Vogel takes it down the right side. And we get a foul called. The whistle is going to be on. Is that on Duncan again? It is. Her third foul of the game. That's a big one. I suspect Coach Burns is going to be taking her out. Not yet. And the inbound pass is stolen. Riverside coming to the length of the court. It's a one-on-three break. Three defenders, and the running shot is up and good anyway. Outstanding steal to drive the length of the court, and Kennedy Griffin finishes with her fourth points of the game. It is a 14-5. Riverside lead, 6 minutes to go in the half. Three from the wing. Up and good. Harper Heston picking up her first point. Suddenly, maybe the team's settling in a little bit. Points coming a little more briskly. And that will double team in the backcourt. Warrants the foul. Whistles on Oskaloosa's Paris Marsh. Her first foul. Oskaloosa team foul two. Riverside putting a play on the near side. Whistler will bring it in. Duncan going to stay out on the floor. Obviously, Coach Burns feels that she is integral to her team's success. She's out there right now with three fouls. Here's Oskaloosa over to the right side, thinking about the three. Nope, they're going to put a little entry pass into the right block and reaching across, trying to bat that ball free. Hallie Wright will collect her second foul. So I suspect Hallie may be checking out. Oskaloosa is going to bring Blake Sheshpine into the game. Sheshpine comes in, and also in for Oskaloosa is going to be Bethany Cabas. So we had Bethany in earlier. And now the officials coming over to the score table. 5:27 to play here in the first half. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. Boys high school basketball on CARE this evening. Friday night we'll have high school basketball from Mar Hill Mount Academy. And now the official is bringing the coaches to the scorer's table. And we have a number problem. In the program, it was handed out, people coming in, and I grabbed my obligatory copy of. There were a couple of Riverside numbers that were incorrect. Macy Mears is listed as 3, and Mariana Good listed as 14, when in fact, Macy is 14, and Mariana is 3. So Coach Burns clued me into both of those number corrections prior to the game. And apparently, there is another one. I'm guessing that that's what they're trying to iron out over there with the official scorers table. And the coaches are up there. The scorers are up there. And anytime you see that, you know that they're trying to figure out a number issue. And not a good thing for basketball. Besides just the general confusion that gets called, who committed a foul, who got a point, there's also the matter of, you know, technical violations and so forth. If you're playing a player that's maybe not listed or not in the book. So they continue to work on this little issue. And now the officials are all coming together in the center of the court at the logo, looking to get everybody on the same page. And we'll see what that's all about. Benedictine football, Saturday on CARE Radio. Is they going to be quarterfinals of the NAIA Football Championship Series. They're going to be hosted by friends. Join Gus and me for that. Pre-game at about 12:30, a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wichita Saturday. Inbound. The ball comes. It's going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. Bears come up with a basketball and into the forecourt. It'll be Hallie Wright. Rockets a pass over to the left side. Cabas, long cross court, a little travel, no whistle that time. Cabas will take it, goes left. Hallie, baseline, shot for three, no. Rebound tipped around. It'll be controlled down by Riverside. Cyclones coming up with a basketball, and Duncan will walk it up at the five-minute mark of the first half. 14-8, Riverside in front. The lob to the right block. Great defense by Oskaloosa, forces the ball back out on top. And now the pass in the middle and reaching to try to dislodge the ball, a foul on Bethany. So Combs will pick up her first foul. And now for Oskaloosa, it'll be team foul four. Refreshing the shot clock. And Oskaloosa will put it, or rather, Riverside will put it back in. Falling away. Long two, it's up and good. Two-point bucket for Kennedy Griffin. She's got a half a dozen points leading all scorers. Now 16-8 Riverside. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Lob pass to the right side to Cabas, down to the baseline. Harper looks into the middle, doesn't do it. Now the three from the left is off the window. No rebound. Riverside, they're racing up the court. Outlet, breakaway, on the floor once, up and in. The fast break transition off the defensive rebound, and Kennedy Griffin scores again. A double-digit lead. It is 18-8, midpoint of quarter two. The ball fed to the free throw line, back to the right. Hessen shot good for three. Excuse me. I just lost my paperwork here. There we go. That was catastrophic. Harper Hessen hitting her second three of the quarter. And now, as Riverside flies up the court, they're going to turn it over. 18-11. Cyclones out front, 3:45 to go, first half. Oskaloosa's going to bring it up. Riverside's going to drop back, not going to press, going to pick it up basically at the top of the key, and they're not even picking it up at midcourt, and now we're going to have a double dribble. Top side by Maisie Peak. Maisie was dribbling it down to the top and then starts to pick up her dribble and then decides she's going to go ahead and continue. And at that point, tilting of the turnover. It will be put in play by Riverside from right in front of their bench. And again, Nyla Duncan will take the inbound. She's the primary ball-handling point guard for this team. It's going to be knocked away from her. Picked up. Driving down. Falling away. The shot too strong. Rebound Oskaloosa. Knocked loose on the floor. Saved again by the Lady Bears. Up on top. Another three shots. Another three hit. Three threes in the second quarter by Harper Hessen. She is single-handedly keeping her team in this, and they're back to within four. A moment ago, down 10. 3 minutes to go in the half. Three-pointer for Riverside. Too strong. Harper comes down with the board. And Maisie Peak brings it up for Oskaloosa. A little seesaw dribble gets her across midcourt. Pivoting with the left foot. Dumps it over to the left side. Three-point shot rolls off the rim. Won't go. Taken at that time was going to be Emma Vogel. It won't drop. And then the upcourt pass is a little errant. It's going to go out of bounds. Oskaloosa will have it back. So the Lady Bears here in the mid part of the second quarter have made a furious comeback and have gone from down 10 to within four and have control of the basketball. 2.5 to go in the first half. Working away into the forecourt, Maisie Peak over to Heston. Harper looks in, shakes her head. Nope. Brings it back out on top. Jenna Southery back over to Emma. Vogel backs away, kicks it over to Harper. She gets tangled up with the defender, drives into the lane, kicks it right, wide open, three-point shot, too strong, rebound underneath to Oskaloosa, and now two players tangled up with the basketball. It'll be a jump, and it will be Riverside ball. 2 minutes to go in the first half. These two teams have made a marked improvement in play from that first quarter to the second. Something that you would expect to see, and I think as a coach that you would be hoping to see. Well, certainly that is what we've come to have here this evening. And we're going to get a blocking foul by Oskaloosa. It'll be the second foul of the game for Harper Hessen. That will put Riverside at the line. A couple of shots. First one, short. So Kennedy Griffin, who leads her team in scoring with eight, misses the first of two. One more shot coming up. Kennedy will eye it, send it up, and it dips out, no good. Rebound tipped to the free throw line, which recovered by Oskaloosa. Paris Marsh coming up with a basketball, takes it down the right side. Minute 55 and counting along toward a halftime. Over to the right side, deep in the corner. Pass back off on top. Marsh goes all the way to the left side, with a baseline three is launched, too strong. Rebound batted around and pulled down by Riverside in an effort to steal it back. And Oskaloosa foul. Coming down with a rebound, Ella Whistler. And as they tried to free the ball from her, Jenna Southery will pick up her first foul of the game. And back to the free throw line will come Riverside. For Riverside, the free throw line has not been the very best place. They are 1 of 4 right now. They are 2 of 6. And a first free throw here is no good. Ella has 1 point in the game, scored that in the opening quarter. She can put her team back up by 5. Does. Knocking that one right down. 19-14 with a minute and a half to go, first half. Oskaloosa, basketball to the right side, long cross court over to the wing. Bit of a head fake, doesn't shake the defender. Kicks it back over to the baseline left. Back out on top. They'll rotate it over to the left side. To the left-hand dribble, works toward the baseline. Underhand pass back over to, again, to the elbow. They'll roll it back off on top. Oskaloosa reverses the ball. The shot from the top. It's good. Paris Marsh, her first points of the evening. And Oskaloosa has really stayed in this game with the perimeter shot. It's 19-17. And another blocking foul at the baseline by Oskaloosa, and I believe it's going to be another one on Jenna. Just inside a minute to play. Jenna Southery picking up the foul. First free throw whiles around, and it goes in. Trinity Jackson. It'll be her fourth point. She hit an opening quarter three. And now hits her first free throw effort. Trinity, a senior for Riverside. This one bounces off the rim and it will not go down. Offensive board, no. Followed up, missing. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Paris flying up the court. Paris launches it left side. Back over to the wing. Kicks it right, inside the ring. The shot off the window, long two, misses. Offensive board underneath. Trip, sliding, going out of bounds. It'll be off the fingertips of Riverside. Oskaloosa basketball. Lady Bears are going to have it in from the right side of the lane at the baseline. 42 seconds left in the half. Riverside is going to quickly go to the bench and bring Macy Mears into the game. So Macy is in for Coach Burns. And we got another traveling violation. Oskaloosa tried to get that one into the lane too quickly and too much momentum, moving too quickly toward the basket. Couldn't get the ball down quickly enough. The upcourt pass, not clean, stolen. Here comes Paris. It's one-on-one. Goes in, goes up, misses. Follow shot, no, and a foul. Paris was going really fast, and as she put up that shot, just had a little bit too much on it. But a nice offensive board, and on the follow, Maisie Pete fouled and coming to the line. Macy, they're going to get her first point of the game. Two free throws. First one kicks out, no good. The foul, by the way, if you're keeping your book at home, and of course you should be, is on Riverside's Ebony Alvarez. Ebony, another senior on that Riverside team. Second free throw effort up, rolls around a good. Macy on the board. It is now 20-18. 25 seconds left, first half. Riverside has taken Duncan out. That way she doesn't pick up an additional foul here late in the half. The ball comes on top. Off the block. The running shot gets the shooter's roll. Kennedy Griffin with two more. It's 22-18. 5 seconds left. Out on top. Paris. The shot is a buzzer. Going to be off the mark. It's halftime. Been an exciting first half of girls high school basketball. I will return to summarize it for you. Teams are headed for the locker room here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Riverside 22, Lady Bears 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Tia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. Tia Friend Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
Hey, we're back here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, where the ladies' teams have gone to the locker room at halftime. 22-18, Cyclones in front. A quick look at the scoring as the boys' teams are out warming up. Don't forget there's a game coming up next. First of all, for Riverside, leading the Lady Cyclones and leading all scorers in a game. Wow, Kennedy Griffin having a great half. She has 10 points already. Following her, both Nyala Duncan and Trinity Jackson have 4. Ella Whistler, Tori Ortega with 2 apiece. For Oskaloosa, pace it away. Harper Heston in the second quarter hit 3 threes, and she's got 9 tonight. Hallie Wright has 3. Paris Marsh with 3. 2 in the first half for Jenna Southery, and Maisie Peak has the other point for Oskaloosa and Coach Lane. I got to mention, the guys' teams out of the court. Don't go away. After the ladies' game, it'll be more basketball as it'll be the boys' turn. Oskaloosa here hosting Riverside. Right now, though, we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime of the girls' game. We'll return to bring in the second half, but with that score, Cyclones 22, Bears 18. We're taking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. Got your high school hoops halftime.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility, now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the Oskaloosa Riverside girls game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up this Thursday, of course, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday, we'll have Marhill Mount Academy versus Donovan West basketball action for you. The girls game will have an approximate 6 p.m. tip. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday, on St. Nicholas Day, on December 6th, we'll have the historic quarterfinals of NAIA Championship Series 2025, as Benedictine will be at Wichita's Friends University. Tune in around 12:30 for the pregame. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look at the halftime scores in girls basketball across northeastern Kansas, I've got a few to report. It is Jackson Heights leading ACCHS 33-2. With 4 minutes left in the third, it's now Jackson Heights 35, ACCHS still remaining at 2. The Abilene-Holton game is currently in action with 3 minutes and 18 seconds left in the third, with Abilene at 36 points. Holton was sitting at 22. In the Red Hawks Mustangs game from the Hiawatha Channel, we've got the Red Hawks girls at 4, Mustangs 2. The halftime score in the Perry JCN game was Perry 29, JCN girls 22. And in this game, we've got Riverside leading Oskaloosa 22-18.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Acheson.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 26. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. High temperatures reach up to 36. Lows dip down to about 3 above tomorrow night. Sunny skies and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Low 20s Thursday. Upper 30s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 33 in Acheson. It feels like 27 out there with the winds out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 78%. The dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure holding steady at 29.95 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Call
Since 1928,
back.
When a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back once again to Oskaloosa, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League High School basketball to begin the 25-26 season. And the Lady Bears have Riverside in town. Cyclones in front at halftime, 22-18. The third quarter getting underway. With that, Oskaloosa puts the ball in play for midcourt. We're back at it. Great to have you along this evening. Many thanks to Joseph back at Care Sports Studios, producing and engineering and taking care of us all at halftime. Joseph, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. Oskaloosa with the basketball left side. Here's a three. It's going to be wide to the left side and rebounding it back down. Riverside. Now it's going to be knocked away out of bounds. They're going to say it's Bears basketball. So Oskaloosa will have it back in. We're just underway in the third quarter. For the Bears, Maisie Peak and Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh, Emma Bogle, and Harper Heston. The shot goes up, no good. Rebounding back down is Riverside. Kiana Hewins coming up with a rebound. She's out there with Ella Whistler, Nia Duncan, and Kennedy Griffin, and making a start in the second half is going to be Trinity Jackson. Now the ball batted around a couple of times. Let's see where they're going to decide. The official's making his way from deep into backcourt. It will be Oskaloosa basketball at their baseline. And they'll inbound it way up to the top. Little head fake. Can't shake the defender. Heston will shake her defender. And they're going to call her for a travel. Back it comes to Riverside. 7:20 to go in the third. Brady Cyclones inbounding it to the backcourt. Whistler will bring it in. And you're going to get Oskaloosa going to a little full-court pressure to begin the second half. The outlet pass down the left side. The drive to the baseline. The 12-footer from the left. No rebound. Heston. Here comes Oskaloosa. Outlet up the floor on the court. Once, twice. Running left. Up and good. Beautiful bit of transition basketball. The bucket is up and in by Emma Vogel. Her first points of the game. Make it a two-point contest. It is 22-20. Inside 7 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass across the lane. Loose on the floor. It's going to get away. And as it gets set to go out of bounds, we get a whistle, and it's going to be an Oskaloosa foul. First foul of the second half is going to be on the Bears' Emma Vogel. And it'll be Emma's first foul tonight. Riverside will bring it in. Back into the lane. Twisting, turning. Now they'll kick it back on top. No room in the middle. The ball's going to be dislodged. Rolling across the floor. Oskaloosa picks it up. Paris Marsh comes up with the ball. Throws it up the floor to absolutely no one. I think she was expecting Hallie Wright to continue her run down the right sideline. Hallie held up over on the wing, and the ball sails harmlessly out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Riverside. And again, it'll come in against full court pressure. Across the timeline is going to be Hewins. And trying to steal the ball from her, we have a Paris Marsh foul. So for Paris, it'll be foul number two. Here we go. 6:20 to play, quarter three. Oskaloosa puts the ball in and Heston over to the right side. Maisie. Pink dribbles once, twice. Back out on top to Harper. You can expect that Riverside's not going to let Harper Heston have a lot of open, long looks at that rim. And the cross-court pass is going to be knocked free. And as it is stolen, we'll have an Oskaloosa foul trying to get it back. So that's always, as a coach, I'm sure, always a frustrating moment when a player kind of makes a double error. You make one error in throwing the ball and having it stolen, and a second error in trying to get it back and picking up a foul. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Maisie. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. 22-20 Cyclones with a thin lead. They'll skip it over to the left side at the baseline. Griffin, Kennedy goes across, feeds it out to the point. Back over to the wing. The three short. Rebound. Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. Down the right side and a double dribble. Sometimes you see that wide open avenue, that lane to the basket, and you just can't seem to get there quickly enough, and maybe you don't get that ball down to the court in time. That's what happened here with Oskaloosa. Riverside back up the floor. Three-pointer, no. And on the rebound underneath, a foul by the Bears. And that is a huge one, as it is foul number three for Harper Heston. And it'll be team foul two for Oskaloosa. So team fouls are even at two apiece. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Heston checking back out of the ball game for a little bit. Sheshpine is going to come in. Or no, make it Jenna. Jenna Southery is going to come back in for her. Here's a long two, left side, up and short. Rebounded on the fly. Maisie. Peek cuts down the left. Feeds up to the top. Back to Peek. Square, shoots, three, nails it. Maisie Peek getting her first three. And Oskaloosa continues to shoot very well from the perimeter. And for only the second time tonight, Oskaloosa has taken a lead. 23-22. As that happens, we're going to get a Riverside timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa, having come from behind, now leads Riverside 23-22.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Good day, along here on CARE Radio. Basketball on a Tuesday night. Second day of December. Lola birthday day. All right, it's all of that. 23-22. We're going to do a little quick math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-point shots for Oskaloosa, supplementing that 23 points. So 18 of their 23 have come on three-point shots. Here comes Riverside. They'll come up the floor. The ball gets knocked loose, but they're going to be able to save it. Dump it over to the right side. Backing into the lane. Spinning. Shot. No. Rebound. Bears. Oskaloosa coming back up the floor. Double team to the backcourt. They'll kick it over to the right side. Dish to the corner. The long two. Knocked it down. Emma Vogel. Her 4th points of the game. 25-22. The largest lead of the game for Oskaloosa. And now they come up with a steal on the upcourt play. And it's going to go off the side of the foot. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say, one of the Riverside players tried to rescue it. Well, break for Oskaloosa. They're going to save it in. It'll inbound to the right side at 4.5. Three-point shot. Up short. Rebound. Cyclones. Here comes Riverside. Spinning their way into the forecourt, bringing it to the top of the key, over to the right side. Now in the corner, above the three-point ring, thinking about the shot now. Squaring up, taking a shot, it's off the rim, once, twice, won't fall. Rebound, Oski. Hallie Wright comes down with it. She'll weave her way all the way from the left to the right, crossing near the center circle. And as she gets into the forecourt, the defender bumps her a couple of times, and it's going to be a foul on Riverside's Trinity Jackson. Trinity collecting her first foul of the game. It'll be the second third quarter foul by Riverside. And the officials letting a couple of substitutions into the game, one for each team. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball just into the fourth quarter. Midpoint of quarter three, 4 minutes left in the third. Oskaloosa with a basketball and with a 25-22 lead. Pass comes out on top, a little bit of a head fake, not fooling Riverside defender out there. Back to the right, fadeaway jump shot off the back of the rim, and it's no good. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Follow shot up, hangs on the rim, and falls in. What a nice play coming off the bench for Oskaloosa. And the first points of the game for the Lady Bears, Maddie Flowers, the sophomore. And the upcourt pass is stolen by Jenna Southery. Oskaloosa now with all of momentum. They've got a five-point lead. They've got the basketball. 3:20 to go in the third. This game has really turned. Skip pass to the free throw line. The dish to the corner. Little pivot with the right foot. Pass comes back out on top. Flowers dishes it across court. The feed to the edge. Jenna's shot. Short. Rebound. Cyclone. Riverside gets it into the fourth court, driving down the right side. Oskaloosa is doubling up on the basketball. The people come to the free throw line, and now a nice backdoor pass and a nice easy layup. Excellent movement of the basketball in the first bucket of the ball game for Kayana Hewins. 25-24. Riverside, or excuse me, now 27-24. Riverside keeping it close, and here's a blocking foul. Officials coming over to the scorer's table, and he will make an emphatic call over there. The foul is going to be on the Cyclones. Ebony Alvarez, her second. Team foul is even up at three. A couple of substitutions coming in for Oskaloosa. Harper Heston re-enters the game. Little sidestep, pass on top, back to Harper. Deep into the corner. The long two, set sail and miss. Rebound tipped out. Harper pulls it down. Follow shot. She got fouled. Heston coming to the free throw line. It looked like maybe the foul is on Ella. We'll wait for the official to get over to the scorer's table and verify that. It is Ella Whistler picking up her first of the game. The free throw is short. So Ella Whistler will have her first foul, but it will be Riverside's fifth of the quarter. Heston's first free throw, no. Second free throw, yes. 28-24. Oskaloosa out front, 2 minutes and 20 to go. Quarter three, a little bump, a little step, and a going out of bounds on the near side. Riverside will turn it over. That was really good defense for Oskaloosa, and that is going to precipitate a timeout by Coach Burns. Taking a break. We're down to 2:15 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. It is Oskaloosa 28, Riverside 24.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, it is Oskaloosa basketball. Riverside is going to drop back in. Wow, 1-3-1 zone. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter, running shot from the baseline. No. Rebound. Here come the Cyclones. Trailing by four. Inside two to go in the third quarter. Pass, deep left corner. The three, airborne. Perfect. Knocking it down from the left side. Kennedy Griffin, her first three of the game. Her first second half points, and she now has 13. It is a one-point contest, 28-27 with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Oh, this is going to be a great finish. This thing's coming down to the wire. Three-pointer for the Bears. Off the front limit of the rim. Rebound is going to come off the floor to Riverside. Then Oskaloosa reaches in, ties it up, jump ball. It will belong to the Cyclones. I would think both coaches are always going to have things that they would like to see done better or done differently. I mean, that's kind of the nature of the thing. But I think both coaches have got to be pleased at how their teams have improved as this game has gone on. They've got a little bit of game time underneath them, under their belt. Here's a turnaround shot from the lane, but Ella Whistler knocks it down. And back in front goes Riverside. 29-28. 1:05 to go, third quarter. Over deep in the left corner. They're going to pass up that three, bring it back on top, and they'll take this three short. and rebounding it down. Here come the Bears. Now the ball is going to be knocked loose. It's rolling around on the floor. Picked back up underneath. The shot up the window. No. But before the shot, they're going to say no shot. We're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Joseph taking a break at 51 seconds to go in the third. This is a great game. Cyclones 29, Bears 28.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Both of these teams have made little mini runs. At the end of the opening half, Riverside made an 8-point run. Early in the third quarter, Oskaloosa makes a run, and each team has kept it close by doing that. Here's a three. Won't drop for the Bears, and a rebound is going to be allowed to trickle out of bounds, and it is going to be Oskaloosa basketball. Shot clock, 34. 39 to go in the third quarter. 1-point game. Bears into the lane. 1-2. The shot is up. It's good. And it's a plus one. That was a splendid drive into the lane for Oskaloosa and Hallie Wright. So Hallie has 5. And she's coming to the line for one more. She's put the Bears back in front by 1. It's the second foul of the game for Kennedy Griffin. The free throw. Got it. So the conventional three-point play, and it is 31-29. We've got a half a minute to go in the third quarter. Riverside, left side, running three, buried it from way out on the outside. A back-to-back threes for Kennedy Griffin. And it's 32-31. 15 seconds left in the third. Oskaloosa at the top, a near travel, no whistle. Brings it back to Hallie. Now to the baseline, the kick to the edge, the three off the rim, rebound, rolling around on the floor, picked up by Riverside as the third quarter draws to a close. What a game we're enjoying here in the first of our high school doubleheader tonight. We're taking a break, three quarters through the ladies' game. It is Cyclones 32, Bears 31.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
We will go to the fourth quarter in a game that could go either way. Where it is going to go is going to go right down to the wire. You've got that vibe going, don't you? You've seen it. But Oskaloosa lead by as many as 5. And you've seen Riverside in the second quarter lead by as many as 10 when it was 18-8. Well, we go to the fourth quarter. It's a 1-point game, 32-31, Riverside. Riverside on the road tonight being led by Kennedy Griffin with 16 points. For Oskaloosa, it's double digits for Harper Heston. She's got 10. Here we go. It'll be Oski basketball. They'll put it in play for midcourt, and we're underway in the fourth. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. So don't go anywhere. Oskaloosa widening the floor out a little bit to begin the fourth quarter. So kick it back over to the right side. Harper tries to back in, loses the handle on it. Now the ball is on the floor. She's reaching in, trying to save it. Now it's going to be batted away again. And finally, after multiple players reaching for the basketball, let's see where this foul is going to be called. It will be against Oskaloosa, and it will be the second foul of the game for Emma Vogel. It'll be Bears, team foul one to the fourth. Full court pressure by Oski. Riverside will bring it in from the backcourt, fight their way across the timeline. Back down the right side of the lane, go all the way to the block, kick it out on top with a wide open three. Is going to be short, and a rebound on the floor in a foul in the effort. Going to be a whistle against Oskaloosa, and that is going to be a quick second foul in the quarter, a third foul of the game for Emma Vogel. So Emma with three fouls. There was 7:26 to go in the ball game. No move to take her out right yet. The ball comes in. The wide open three off of the inbound is going to be short. Harper comes up with the rebound. Heston will dump it over to the right side. Oski into the forecourt on the transition. They'll feed to the left. Now off the block. The ball's going to be knocked free and stolen away. Great hustle and great defense by Hewins. Riverside's going to take it back. They'll cut up the left side. That's going to be Trinity Jackson. Still with it in the backcourt. Fighting her way. And we're going to get a foul called by the official at midcourt. And the Bears, here's a problem they may have, as that is going to be Hallie Wright's third foul. But maybe more important than that is already less than a minute into the fourth quarter. That is the third Oskaloosa team foul. So we may well see a lot of Cyclone free throws toward the end of this game. The shot from the lane is up and no good. Rebound to go back down, Oskaloosa. Here comes Vogel. Emma goes all the way to the baseline. Wright stops in the corner, pumps it off on top. Bit of a head fake, nothing taken. Back over to the right side. Oskaloosa moving it briskly. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, no good. And the rebound is going to be swept down again by Riverside. What a great job by Kayana Hewins. Kayana just really hustling after the basketball. Comes up with that board, and it's 6.5 to go in the game. Riverside has control of the basketball, leading it by one, and we have a foul off the ball. Let's see where this is going to go. This may be on Harper. It is her fourth. So Harper Heston, foul number four. Oskaloosa, team foul four. 6:23 to go in the game, and the Cyclones have not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. This is really setting up for a lot of free throws late. Baseline shot is up well short. Bears are going to catch a rebound off the fly. And quickly into the forecourt with the basketball. It's going to come Oskaloosa. Down court over to the left side. Parrish. Marsh brings it back off on top. Does kick it to the baseline. The short jumper is going to be up and good from the baseline. It's a two for Parrish Marsh. Her fifth points of the game. And Oskaloosa goes back in front. 33-32. And on the upcourt play, a whistle and a foul on trying to decide which player for Oskaloosa, but the big deal is it's going to be free throws. See, there you have it. 5:54 to go in the game. There's the 15th foul by Oskaloosa, and the Cyclones have not committed a fourth quarter foul yet, and that is going to be the fourth foul on Emma Vogel. So for Oskaloosa, Vogel and Heston each with four fouls. First free throw, no. So if you're Riverside and you're getting these free throws, you're going to want to take advantage of them. That's Macy Mears at the free throw line. Macy, few right-handed dribbles, rattles that one home, getting her first point of the game. And we are tied at 33. 5:50 to play. Oskaloosa with the ball. See, we told you we could feel this going to be a very close finish. You just got to wonder how much the free throws are going to impact it. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound pulled down by the Bears. A turnaround shot. Jenna, no rebound. And we've got bodies on the floor. We've got a foul called in. If it is on Oskaloosa, we go to the other end of the floor. It is on Oskaloosa, and we do go to the other end of the floor. To the chagrin of many of the Bears fans, it is going to be the second foul tonight for Paris. At the free throw line, looking for the lead. It's off the backboard and good by Tatiana Hewins. Kayana Hewins uses the glass. Nobody uses the glass. This one is up. Should do it again. And that one won't quite fall, but an offensive rebound. Put back up. No. Rebounding it down, Bears. Lots of pressure in the backcourt. Oskaloosa will come up the floor. 5:15 to play. 34-33 Cyclones. Oskaloosa goes to the corner, to the top, to the left side for the three. Too strong. Rebound. Cyclones. 5 minutes to go. 34-33 Riverside. And an offensive foul called on Ewens. So that is going to be Kayana's third foul of the game. And Oskaloosa going to have it back in play once again from deep in the backcourt. 4:55 to go. It is a one-point game. Cyclones out front. 34-33. And picking up that third foul, Ewens will rotate out of the game and back in for the first time in a really long time. We're going to get Nyala Duncan. Nyala starts the game. She handles the ball for this team a lot. She's a primary person to bring it up the floor. She's a scorer. She's also a great handler of the basketball who distributes it well. And she's back on the floor for the Cyclone. And as Oskaloosa brings it in, they'll take their eye off the ball and turn it over on the inbound play. And we get a timeout? We do. Timeout being taken by Oskaloosa. Let's enjoy a break, Joseph, at 4:43 to play in the ladies' game. It is Riverside 34, Oskaloosa 33.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa, Kansas, where we have 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the girls' game, and it has been just entertaining, back and forth, and each team putting together a little bit of a lead, but never putting together that big shut-the-door kind of a lead. They leave it just a little bit ajar, and the other team races through it, goes back in front. As I mentioned, we have seen Riverside lead by as many as 10. We have had Oskaloosa leading by as many as 5. Right now, it is a one-point Cyclone lead. And Riverside is going to be putting the ball in play from the backcourt right at the end of the Oskaloosa bench. Ella Whistler will outlet it into the forecourt. Back out on top of the go to Duncan. She'll sidestep the defender, put up a three that's going to be a little bit short, and a rebound. Tip back into the field of play, and as three players go to the floor, let's see what the call is going to be. The official from the far side is going to make that call. And it will be a Riverside foul. It'll be the third foul of the game for Kennedy Griffin. That will be Cyclone team foul two. Already the Bears have put the Cyclones into the bonus as they are over the foul limit here in the fourth quarter. 4:15 to go in the game. Oskaloosa, ball way out top side, left side. Blake Sheshpine comes back out on top. Here's a three off the back. No, the long rebound, same for the Bears. Baseline right, shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by the Cyclones. They'll bring it back up the floor. Excellent defense. And Duncan will take it up, come across midcourt. And that was a 10-second closely guarded. Now, here's the deal. You cannot put any of this on Nyala because a couple of her teammates are having trouble getting the ball away. And finally, after a lot of time got away, they got it to Nyala. And as she was racing toward midcourt, the 10 seconds elapsed. So It is not on her. It's just the good defense in the backcourt forced them to take too long. Oskaloosa back with the basketball, still trailing by one, but now we're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Clock becoming a big issue. We have not had the free throw shot that I perhaps thought we would. Here's a feedback over to the left, driving into the lane. Skip pass across is going to be off somebody's leg, and it's going to be taken away by Riverside. Here come the Cyclones, driving down the lane. Skip pass down low. It's going to be snapped away and knocked out of bounds by Oskaloosa's Blake Sheshbein. Back it comes to Riverside. 3:14 to go. And it comes to Duncan, down to the baseline, the rainbow, too strong, rebound, it's going to get away, it's going to get out of bounds, and they will say it is off the knee of an Oskaloosa player, an official, very emphatic about making that call. Riverside will have it back in, 3:09 to go. The lob out on top, Duncan. She kind of hooks around her defender. Now tumbles to the floor. The bounce pass comes out on top. It's going to be taken away by Oskaloosa. And as they come up the floor, they're going to call a double dribble. The official on the far side really making a crowd upset. And it's going to be put in play from the far side. 3:01 to go. Back to Riverside will come the basketball. The Cyclones continue to lead by that tenuous 34-33 lead. They bring the ball in. Duncan slowly dribbles to the right. That's going to be batted out of her hand. She's able to recover it off the dribble. Cuts over to the left. Backs into the lane. Goes in with the runner off the window. No. Rebound pulled down. Oskaloosa. It is a one-on-two break. Oskaloosa attacks the bucket. Goes in. Goes up. Cuts through the defenders and lays it up and in. Hallie Wright hits the bucket and puts the Bears back in front. And we're going to get a timeout. I'm out of the court at 2:37 to play. Still a one-point game, but now it's the Bears 35 and the Cyclones 34.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This one coming down to the wire. And I got to tell you, I expected a lot more fourth quarter points, particularly with all the fouls that the Bears committed early here in the fourth quarter. That just has not come to fruition. In fact, in the opening quarter, Oskaloosa only scores 3. But 15 in the second quarter, they scored, 13 in the third quarter? But in the fourth quarter, only 4. Riverside, in the fourth quarter, has scored only 2. We are, 5.5 minutes into the fourth quarter, and Riverside has 2 points on 2 of 4 free throws. They have not hit a bucket from the floor in the fourth quarter. Absolutely remarkable. 2:20 to go. Riverside with the ball, backing into the lane, turning around. The shot is going to go up. It's going to be soft. It's going to be offensive rebound, and the follow shot, a foul. Going to get Riverside back at the free throw line. The foul on Oskaloosa's Jenna Southery, her second. And at the line, Ella Whistler. She is 2 of 4 at the free throw line tonight, and the front one will not go in. Whistler, 2 of 4 at the line, now 2 of 5 with 4 points tonight. Riverside going to bring Macy Mears back into the game. One more shot coming up for Ella Whistler. She can tie the game with this one, and it rolls off no good. Rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. Little look away pass over to the left side. 2:10 to go in the game. Oski with a basketball, leading it by 135-34. Way out over to the right wing. It's going to be Paris. Marsh, long cross-court pass left side. driving into the lane, no room, out on top from the straightaway. Three, it's up and good. What a shot, Emma Vogel. She didn't score in the first half. Four in the third quarter now. With that three, she's got seven. 38-34. Oskaloosa goes up four with a minute 40 left. And the ball's going to be knocked away. It goes out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Riverside. But again, Riverside in the fourth quarter has not been able to put anything on the board. Two fourth quarter points on two of six at the free throw line. Nothing from the floor for the Lady Cyclones here in the fourth. And now they'll hold the ball up topside. Nearly 5 seconds closely guarded. Skip past to the free throw line. Back to the rim. On the court one time. Out on top. Stepping to the right. Off the block. The running shot. No, but another foul called. And more free throws coming up for the Lady Cyclones. We're down now to a minute 24 to go. It will be the third foul by Maisie Peak. And a look at the rim, and Trinity's shot is short. Trinity Jackson, she's one of three now at the free throw line. She'll eye it up, takes a second, and it will not go in either. Oskaloosa coming out with a rebound. Bears with a basketball. Still in the backcourt. We'll get it outletted across the timeline, and we're going to get an Oski timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down to a minute 17 to play in the ladies' game. Oskaloosa 38, Riverside 34.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Well, home team Oskaloosa Bears utilizing this timeout with 1:17 left in the ladies' game and a 38-34 home team lead. Welcome back here to Oskaloosa, everybody. Guys' game coming up after this one. The Oskaloosa boys team has come out of the locker room, and they've taken some seats here at the in the stands, watching the ladies' game conclude. And, of course, we'll be here for this second game also. Riverside guys team, they're out of the hallway and out of the locker room. They're kind of congregated in the tunnel. Here we go. Oskaloosa puts the basketball in, and they're going to go over and back. The ball was caught just inside midcourt, and with one dribble stepping back, Oskaloosa crosses midcourt over and back. A big mistake, and it's going to give Riverside an opportunity. With a minute 10 to go. The drive, the running shot, won't go in. Offensive rebound, won't go in. But another foul by Oskaloosa. And still, Riverside of the fourth quarter does not have a field goal. They had two fourth quarter points on two of eight free throw shooting. And that is going to be the fifth foul for Emma Vogel. She picked up four of those five fouls here in the fourth quarter. So Emma is going to foul out. With a minute six to go, and she will conclude the game with 7 points this evening. So, Emma Vogel, a senior on this team, pulling up a chair at the end of the bench, and we come to the free throw line for Riverside with Kennedy Griffin, who has led this team throughout the game. She's got 16 points, but is 0-2 at the free throw line tonight. This one, short. One more free throw coming up for Kennedy. And now Riverside is 2-9 here in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. Looks it over. Puts a little more gas behind it. It won't go in. Rebound, Bears. Oskaloosa coming out with a basketball into the forecourt on the outlet. Pass long, cross court. Pass going to be saved by Southerly. They'll bring it out on top to Hallie Wright. We're inside a minute to play. Oskaloosa, you're got to imagine they're going to be looking to foul. They've only committed two fouls, so they've got fouls to give here. And right now, Bears just moving the ball around. 14 on the shot clock. They'll kick it over to the right side. Now to the baseline. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And then the foul gets committed. I would have expected that foul to probably come more quickly in that position. The shot clock gets reset to 35, and now we've got 40 seconds to go in the game, and we're going to get a timeout Riverside. So we're going to take a break. Timeout with Coach Burns. 40 seconds to play. Oscaloosa 38, Riverside 34.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
We're in the late going of the ladies' game. 40 seconds to play. 38-34, Oskaloosa in front. The foul committed by Riverside is going to have Oskaloosa putting the ball in play from just in their forecourt. It also resets the clock to 35 on the shot clock. And now the ball inbounds. It is double-teamed, and we're going to get a quick foul. This is more what I expected Riverside to do because they're going to need to force this Oskaloosa to the free throw line if they're going to have some hope of getting that ball back and being able to score at least twice. Trailing by four here, 36 seconds remaining. And again, Oskaloosa putting in a play from the far side. Parrish does the inbound, goes deep into the backcourt this time. And being double teamed with the ball, it's going to be knocked away, and there's the foul in the backcourt. A little bit of contact, maybe quite a little bit of contact. Ella Whistler picks up a foul. No surprise. Not anything that they were not needing to or wanting to do. So now, there came team foul five. And at the free throw line, Oskaloosa and Maisie Peak, who 4 points tonight, a three-point shot, and one of two at the free throw line. Free throws have vexed both of these teams this evening. It gets quiet. The shot rims out. No good. 30.3 seconds left. Sophomore Maisie Peak at the free throw line. And short. Rebound. Batted around. It's going to be taken down by Riverside. And now we will have a foul called on the effort of the rebound. And it's going to put Riverside back at the line. 28 seconds left. The last thing that Oskaloosa wanted to see was that quick foul and allowing Riverside to score with no time coming off the clock. First free throw rolls out, no good. And now Riverside is 2-for-11 in the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa is going to bring Harper Heston back in. One more shot. And got it. There we go. Maybe that broke that streak. 38-35. So it is now a one-possession game. And as quickly as the ball comes in play, we get a foul. And again, we're going to walk to the other end. This is what I expected to have happened a little bit more and a little bit sooner in this fourth quarter. The shot clock is done. 26 seconds to play. At the free throw line for Oskaloosa, it's going to be Jenna Southery. Jenna's a junior. She'll get a couple of free throws here. First one won't go. One of these free throws would make it a two-possession game. And now Oskaloosa, they're ready to make a substitution, but it's going to be for the shooter, so if Southery hits this shot, she will come off the floor. She steps a little bit to the side, sends this one up. It will not go in either. Rebound cleared down by Riverside. They've got the ball, turning it by three. Racing up the court. The running three. Top of the key, it's up and off. Rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. And quickly, Harper Heston coming out with a rebound, gets fouled We've got 17 seconds left. And again, an opportunity for the Lady Bears to, with one of these two free throws, make it a two-possession lead. Here goes Kimmy DeBrook. That is going to be the fourth foul for Ella Whistler. And at the line, Harper Heston. She's one of two at the line. This one, perfect. So Harper continues to lead her team in scoring. That is her 11th point of the game. It is now 39-35. 17 seconds left. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Rolling around. It's going to go out of bounds, and there's going to be contact. A foul is called. And slowly pulling herself up off the floor is Oskaloosa's Paris Marsh. But Paris is okay. She's just kind of shaking off a little bit. And are we getting another timeout? We are. One more timeout coming, Joseph, and we're going to utilize it. 16 seconds left in the ladies' game. Oskaloosa, 39. Riverside, 35.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
We're down to the last 16 seconds of the girls' game. Guys' game still on tap. Don't get away. It'll be coming your way here before too long. There was one JV game today. No girls at junior varsity. A guys' JV game, and it was a victory for Riverside in that boys' JV game. That was the first contest of the evening on this score. Oskaloosa, the first team off the bench, and they will be stepping to the free throw line, and up there to shoot, it'll be Paris Marsh. Paris, 5 points in the game, had two free throws in the opening quarter, hit neither of them, so she's going to have a couple of more opportunities here. With her team leading by four, this free throw, no. One more shot coming up for Paris. I bet both these coaches work on free throws this week. That's sheer speculation. Second free throw, got it. So Marshall hit one. 39-35. Quickly into the forecourt. Here's Duncan. Lobs across left side. The three is shot. Buried! 5 seconds left. Hit that shot by Kennedy Griffin. And as the ball comes in, Oskaloosa gets fouled. They only now lead by two. And we're going to walk again to the other end of the court. And Riverside looking for some kind of incredible finish for the Bears. Both free throws secure a win. For Riverside, one or no free throws, and you've got almost 3 seconds to get off some kind of a shot, to have some kind of a chance. The first of two, no. Maisie, one more opportunity. She is one of five at a free throw line tonight. Oskaloosa has put Harper Heston into the backcourt for defensive purpose. Second free throw, no. Rebounding it down, up the floor. And the ball is going to, let's see, did they call a timeout? What's going on here? Did we get a timeout? We did. So the ball was put in play by Riverside. We're going to keep it here, Joseph. And as the coaches talk to their teams and the officials talk to the coaches into the score table, here's what they're getting sorted out. The ball was put into play. The timeout was called, and the officials, and that's where it's kind of crucial. At what point on the court did the timeout get called, which is going to affect the point at which on the court that the ball is going to be put in bounds. And here's kind of the scenario. Oskaloosa leading at 40-38. It is a two-point lead, 1.7 seconds. Now, 1.7, not a very big number, but what it is big enough for the ball to be inbounded and for the player to catch the ball, turn, square up, and get a shot. So it's not like with less than a second where you literally don't have time to square up a shot. You just have to kind of tip it. This is where you have to have a chance to actually get a look at it. And the key to this all is going to be getting the inbound pass into the hands of a teammate who is going to be at least reasonably open. The problem is this ball was, this time it was called deep in the backcourt, and it's going to be put in play from beneath the goal all the way to the other end of the floor. 1.7 to get this thing inbound and get a shot away. It's a tall order. Baseball pass up the court, and it's going to be out of bounds, and that will end the game. Final score here in Oskaloosa. Wait a minute. Hold on. The officials are going to say there is time left. Hold on. See, the question is, did somebody touch it? Did someone get a hand on that ball while it was after it was thrown in bounds and before it went out of bounds on the other end of the court? So did it? No. No one, apparently, according to the officials, touched the ball. So the game is not over. Oskaloosa, though, for the two-point lead, has got to put the ball in play from their offensive baseline with 1.7 to go. So with the ball not being touched, the ball will be put back in play from the point from which it was put in play a moment ago. Only now it is going to be Oskaloosa doing the inbounding. They got to get it in play and get this 2 seconds off the clock. It is touched. There's a tumble to the floor, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. It's the Oskaloosa Lady Bears 40, Riverside 38. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Back with me here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, where the ladies' game is in the books. And the Oskaloosa Lady Bears come away with a season-opening win, 40-38. Let's recap this one. What do you say? First of all, for Riverside, I'll tell you what a game. By Kennedy Griffin, 20 points, led her team, led all scores in a ball game tonight. Kennedy Griffin with 20. It drops in to Ella Whistler and Nyla Duncan and Trinity Jackson, each with 4-3 in the game for Kayana Hewins and 2 for Tori Ortega. Macy Mears with 1. 4, Oskaloosa. Great game for Harper Heston. She was in double figures with 11. Hallie Wright had 8. Paris Marsh, a half a dozen. 4 in the game for Maisie Peak. And Jenna Southery with 2. Also, Maddie Flowers with 2. Back of matches on player of the game for this one. I feel like it's pretty clear cut. Kennedy Griffin, she, even in the losing cause, did everything she could to keep her team in this one. Battle Tough scored 20. It's a great start to her 25-26 basketball season. Final score again in the ladies' game. Oskaloosa wins it 40-38. We're going to take a little bit of a timeout. We'll be back. Guys' game coming up before long. But right now, we're going to kick it back to the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph's got a handle on this.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.